Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or L'chatzei Kislev. It might sound like a familiar day to you. Okay, Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. I think we're up to Sif Ches, that the mitzvah l'chatchila is l'anichem l'mala m'shloish t'fochem in akarka u'lamato mi'asor t'fochem. So I'm pretty, I'm a shtickle loose about this. If like a lot of people have a situation where if they put it between 3 and 10 tefachim, it'll be at a certain height. But if, let's say, they put it on a ledge, it'll mamish be seen, gishmak. So I feel, Reform Rabbi time, that the Chazal's hakpoda on the height, even though l'hatchila, it would be nice if we would always follow Chazal. But I'm convinced that Chazal was the reason they made that those parameters was because those were their street lights. Those were their natural source of light. Not natural. That was their normal source of light, and they were looking for a way to make it be nikar that it's persume nisa. So, like, you probably put it in a place where you wouldn't put a street light. Like, if you were making a street light on there, you would put it higher. Well, lower is not, it's not seen. But you would put it higher to give more light, to spread the light, chveis. But nowadays, when it's very obviously Hanukkah persume nisa, because we have electric lights, so I think there wouldn't be such a... Now, it's true that Alpi Chasidus, Alpi Kabbalah, the idea of having something be lamato miyut tfachim is Kabbalistically unique. And it has to do with the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is Yorid Lamata Miyud, or it's not Yorid Lamata Miyud. So, yes. If you can follow it, L'chatchila, yes. But if you have to choose, if there's a significant downside, as in no one will see it, so I think it's kedai to have it higher. Okay. And I'll find out. I'll find out if I'm wrong. The highest is 20 amos, which, according to the Chazon Ish,
from the floor,
the flame, from the floor, from wherever, the frame of reference is where people, where the people that are seeing it are walking. That's your frame of reference. According to the Chaim Noah, it's 9.6 meters, it's 20 amos, and according to the Chazon Ish, it's 115. No, 11.5 meters.
And the 3 to 10 tefachim is also from where the people are walking, or that's from you? Like, you're on a porch. Is it from the floor of your porch, 3 to 10 tefachim, you're still...
That's a good question. I think it's your the frame of reference there. Because it has nothing to do with people seeing it. It's like where you should put it. Okay, so, okay... because it's too high, people don't look there. They don't naturally see it. It's not their natural line of vision. If you're in a high floor, he's talking about if the chalon is not 20 amas above the ground, above street level. Because you want the people in the street to see it. See, that's what he's saying. You want the people in the street to see it. So you don't worry if you have two windows in your house, and if you put it in the one that's below 10 tefachim, it's not going to be seen by anybody in the street. So obviously you should put it in on the windowsill, and it's higher than 10 tefachim from the ground, because now people are going to see it. Which I see in Eretz Yisrael, they say it's uniform. So on Dolev, the one apartment which we measured, the third floor was more than 20 amos according to Rav Chaim Noah, and less than 20 amos according to the Chazon Ish. So, in choosing the place where he should light, I took into account that the Chazon Ish, according to the Chazon Ish, it was not above 20 amos, and it made a difference. The Lasholta, but that was very interesting. It was mamish in the gray area between Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish. It was 20 amos. If you're lighting at home for you, You live on a high floor, and you don't have a Pesach Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim. Your only Pesach is Pesuch to a driveway, which happens, and the driveway is not L'Shus HaRabim. And the people living in the other apartment building is not Rishus HaRabim. I'm a big stickler for Rishus HaRabim. That's how Chazal were masakin it, that B'nai Rishus HaRabim should see it. Anyway, they're not going to see it, so you put it, you light inside, and it's better to put it by the door. I would say better by the door than in the window 20 amos off the ground, even with the cheshbonis that some hold of, you know, that your neighbors will see it. Across, I think, better by the door. At that point, better by the door. A lot of times, the door is not practical. You can't. You have kids in the house. You have to walk in and out. Like, what do you mean by the door? Where am I going to put it? So, outside. You're not going to put it outside the house, because then if you close the door, you're not going to see it. And you're really lighting for yourself. You're not lighting for B'nai, the people in your hall. It's not B'nai Rishus HaRabim. So you really want to light on the inside of your house, for you. So the best would be, theoretically, if you lit it on the outside and everybody could see it, which is what some people in shul ended up doing. I told them to light by the door, but to light on the outside, she's doing it that way, Mrs. Block. Oh. She's ending up in the hall. She's ending up doing it in the hall, and I told her to keep her door open so she could see it and the hall people could see it.
Because if you're talking about
it,
isn't halachic
Rishus HaRabim
anyway?
Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim. You don't need Rishus HaRabim in Hilchos Shabbos with 600,000 people and this and that. Yeah. So the public is using it. If your driveway, it's only the B'nai Chatzar that are using it. The driveway is B'nai Chatzar. It's not B'nai Rishus HaRabim. Mm-hmm. You don't need a technical Rishus HaRabim 16 amos wide and no gag and, you know.
That's you just saying.
But the public, at the very least, it means the general public. It doesn't mean the people of the Chotzer. Look, according to Tosfos, which is how we paskin, you're really lighting on the Pesach HaChotzer that's open to Rishus HaRabim. According to Rashi, I never understood Rashi Shita really well. I don't think Rashi holds you should light on the Pesach of your house that opens to the Chotzer. But I don't think, if I remember correctly, first of all, we don't paskin like Rashi. Second of all, I'm not convinced that Rashi means that the whole takana of lighting of Chazal was for the people of the Chatzer.
You mentioned Blas yesterday, and we asked him, and he said the park outside of their area is like the electricity is paid for by the city. As opposed to like the driveway, I'm trying to figure out what the mechanism is.
No, I wouldn't care about that. But I would care about is who uses the park. If the park is only used by, would they chase away someone that doesn't live there? And they'll say this park's for us. This is for this apartment. I think not.
No, they wouldn't chase away.
So then it's Taka Rishu Sarabi. It's for the public. Oh, he wants to give shiur. He's giving shiur that way.